Books on Tape presents The Terror by Dan Simmons. Read by John Lee. This elusive quality it is, which causes the thought of whiteness, when divorced from more kindly associations, and coupled with any object terrible in itself, to heighten that terror to the furthest bounds. Witness the white bear of the poles, and the white shark of the tropics. What but their smooth, flaky whiteness makes them the transcendent horrors they are? That ghastly whiteness it is which imparts such an abhorrent mildness, even more loathsome than terrific, to the dumb gloating of their aspect, so that not the fierce-fanged tiger in his heraldic coat can so stagger courage as the white-shrouded bear or shark. Herman Melville, Moby Dick, 1851. Chapter 1. Crozier. Latitude 70 degrees, 5 minutes north. Longitude 98 degrees, 23 minutes west. October 1847. Captain Crozier comes up on deck to find his ship under attack by celestial ghosts. Above him, above terror, shimmering folds of light lunge, but then quickly withdraw like the colorful arms of aggressive but ultimately uncertain specters. Ectoplasmic skeletal fingers extend toward the ship, open, prepare to grasp, and pull back. The temperature is minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit and dropping fast. Because of the fog that came through earlier during the single hour of weak twilight, now passing for their